This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Scott Simon is on assignment in Baghdad. Today, health officials in China are reporting 7 more deaths from severe acute respiratory syndrome and 154 additional cases. In all, SARS has infected at least 2,750 people in that country and killed 122. In Beijing, which is now under a World Health Organization travel advisory, a second hospital has been sealed off and 4,000 residents are now under quarantine. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Many Chinese government officials have had to adapt to a strange new world this week. Out have gone the desperate attempts to cover up the true extent of SARS. In have come efforts to show just how transparent and how successful they're being in combating the deadly disease. Yesterday, Cai Fu Chao was the man in the hot seat. The spokesman for the Beijing government took questions from reporters about the situation that has changed Beijing from bustling capital into something verging on a ghost town. Rumors had been flying, mostly by cell phone short messaging, that a curfew was about to descend on the city. "I solemnly tell you that it is rumor," he said. "We absolutely will not seal our airports and highways, and we also absolutely will not impose any sort of martial law," Tsai told reporters. Tsai also sought to reassure people who've stormed food stores in recent days, saying there was plenty of food in Beijing and panic buying was unnecessary. Universities are already largely empty. Dozens of students of all ages from schools across the capital have been sent to a quarantine facility. Beijing's Communist Party secretary, Liu Qi, went on television news asking everyone to understand the government's need to isolate some buildings. Government media, continuing their efforts to stem panic in the face of the virus, today ran stories about the visit of French Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin, one of the few foreign leaders who've not cancelled planned visits because of SARS. The China Daily said today that newly appointed Wen Jiabao would attend a conference in Thailand on Tuesday regarding the spread of SARS. Perhaps most bizarrely of all, state media are now hailing Dr. Jiang Yanyong as a hero. He's the army doctor who blew the whistle on the government's lies about the extent of the problem and was largely responsible for the whole change in government approach. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.